Nacht. Good Breakfast mit Ruben en Sharunika.
Okay. Hier op die Good Breakfast, op die lekker reënerige donderdagochtend, so uit te loop sy, nie so voor ons aangaan, hou vanavond Sluddy Sports, gaan ons lekker gesels rondom, jy al die jager, altyd die lekker gas, wat ons keer op donderdag aande, betekies,
ek is maak baie jaloers, elke keer as jy met jou praat,
maar ja, hy is in next level lekker ou, en maak seker die blij geskakel verder, maar vir nou eers, dames en heren, they are here in studio, after 2 years of nothing, nou, dames en heren,
niks, nada,
absolutely nothing, Rubber Duck is here. Good morning.
Hi. How's it?
Yes, like how good is it to have you guys back in studio?
Feels like we've been here quite recently.
Why?
It doesn't count.
Why? Hoe kom is 2 jaar gewag? Why 2 years, guys?
Hey? You take this one, Lily.
Yeah. Yo, man. So there was this international pandemic.
No.
Kind of like flights were grounded. People were like stuck in other countries. It was amazing. You know, we were stuck in Hawaii as Rubber Duck. for 2 years, we were stuck there. We couldn't do anything. And but now we're back. We're back in South Africa. Man. And we're writing music. We're performing. And it's super exciting to be back.
Yes, like it's really good to have you guys back. And let me tell you, I listened to the song the first time this morning for the first time. Blown away. Totally again. Just like typically like anything Rubber Duck always, and I'm not saying this because you can ask Sharunika this morning. I was sitting with my earphones on. I had to listen to it 3 times. I just wanted to listen to what the bass does, all the melody lines does, what's the song about, the lyrically and so on. But we're gonna get to that a little bit later. Maar ek dink is omdat julle te veel saam met die band van Paul's Dave Keir. I think that's why
they have a very bad influence on you guys.
I don't know if
they kind of look a lot like us as well.
I don't know
weird.
If there's any truth in this. I have heard these rumors that you guys hang around you with the Ellen Paul's Dave.
Yeah, we hang around quite a lot. Quite a lot. We kind of go on tour together often. And,
yeah. You know. Some of us have longer beards than others, but it's fine.
That's crazy, man. Listen, we're going to get to that other song. And if I've got a little bit of a challenge for you guys right after this. But for now, you brought your guitar with. Can you do us something live, man? Please, man. It'll be lucky to do something live if you tune that.
Would you like it in Canadian tuning?
Are you still busy tuning?
Two strings.
You know what we're going to do? Let's take a break. Kom ons vat van 'n bietjie. Doen gaan die verkeer net hierna. We'll do something live.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Man, you guys are just next level. Ek moet vir jou sê, ek geniet dit altyd. You guys come over. We're always up for a lekker chat and like a jam, man. Emil, you're such a character, man. What on earth, man? Hey,
I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, you got the Backstreet Boys in the country.
I know.
You got to add a shiki shower. That's Westlife. That was early. Never mind. Wrong boy group.
Doesn't matter. You can start psyching people up. Westlife are also on their way.
Exactly.
That side.
What's happening? All these boy bands coming to SA.
I don't know. Rubber Duck, Backstreet Boys. I don't know.
NSYNC and Backstreet Boys are apparently going on tour.
Ooh, really interesting.
With Justin Timberlake's in it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, but here's the question now. What has been your, if you had to pick one, your biggest show up until thus far, what would have been your biggest show? What would you
It's so weird, like in terms of shows. We've done so many crazy, cool shows and amazing shows.
Yeah.
I think the one that's really stood out to me the most was when we got to perform with Drakensberg Boys Choir.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
At the Drakensberg Boys Choir. With all the boys, it was insane. We performed obviously our original music, and they were like literally a wall backing us.
Yeah.
Of the boys' choir.
I'm sitting here with goosebumps just thinking about it.
Literally, I got goosebumps. Yeah. That was probably one of the most beautiful moments in my career.
Is there an actual recording of that?
There's snippets, and it's not really like professional recordings of people in the audience.
What a pity, man.
Yeah. But really, also by far, and we've played big crowds, we've done the splashy main stages, we've done all the cool festivals, we had a cool show at Opikopi when that was still cool. playing with the DBC boys, it was unreal.
That was unreal, yeah.
That's
Kirsten Bosch is also a great one. Kirsten Bosch is cool. Also, sometimes the smaller shows, man, when you've got like, what's it? The Blowhorn was a great show.
I think
just like sometimes the smaller the audience, sometimes the better it is.
Exactly.
The more invested and the more you can kind of engage with them. So
wow. Yeah. That's amazing actually that you say that.
Yeah.
Because one would imagine that, like, especially for a band like you with your energy.
Yeah.
Like I would imagine like the bigger shows would be better, but I can imagine that.
Well, people think that, you know, when you play big stages, it must be so cool. But often, most of the time, the big stages, the audio, the sound is terrible.
I know.
On stage. For us on stage, we can't really hear anything. anything
yeah.
compared to, you know, a controlled environment. So, yeah, it's very strange.
From a musical point, do you guys then prefer, just touching on that, in-ear monitoring, or would you like to have on-stage monitoring to hear yourself better?
Yeah, I play with in-ears. I do play in-ears, but I end up having one out because you just miss the vibe.
I know.
He loves the vibe.
Yeah.
But that's the thing now, because, I mean, this is totally on a music. I think all the musicians that listen now would understand this. But I think, I mean, I've also tried to do the whole in-ear thing, but you really feel removed from the crowd at some point.
As a bass player, I can't. Like, it just, there's no vibe.
If I know. In-ears.
So I have a giant amp behind me that massages my body.
But
just for the feels, man. It's all about the feels. You know, if you can feel it and you can jam with it, I'm happy.
Yeah. Was that song written for you? Oh, it's like for your boda.
I might be in the music video in the back. I'm not saying anything.
Oh, I am opening that music video right now.
Listen, let's do a quick fire question quickly. Ooh. Don't think about this. Okay, don't think about it. Just
answer. Can we fire back to you as well?
Yeah, we also got a quick fire for you, but after your
okay. I'm out of this because I know where we're going with this one. So that could be very dangerous. This is our very last show on the Groot Breakfast.
Bye, donkey. That was
so let's do this. Don't think about it. Just fire away and answer quickly. Right. What is the very best sandwich ever?
Ooh, chicken mayo, toasted mozzarella.
Okay. No,
jalapeno. What's the one from that,
no,
that
no
brand?
No plugs.
That's brand, but the jalapeno.
Ooh, jalapeno cream cheese bacon.
Yes.
But
also, we travel a lot, so we have to have toasted sandwiches from your favorite place that makes toasted sandwiches with too much butter, and then they wrap it in that plastic, and you're like, why is it so
hot? Yeah, exactly.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
But that sounds amazing.
It's so good.
I'm not going to listen to anything you say now. All I'm thinking is like cream cheese and jelly.
Oh, and bacon.
And bacon. I have it on rye bread. So good.
Yeah.
What's rye
bread? That sounds good.
Why rye?
The very best concert you've ever been to.
You go first.
Sting was amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay,
Sting
of course.
Sting was amazing. Mumford & Sons for me.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure, that was a tough now. Because I'm a big Sting fan.
Yes. Let me tell you, have you seen that? Do you know this? There's the big show in America. They do these YouTube shows. And they do these tiny desk concerts.
Yes. Sting and Shaggy.
I know.
Oh, dude, next level.
But Sting must.
That's
what inspired this jacket. Yeah.
I see it now.
You know, what blew my mind about the Sting concert more was that he allowed his son to open for him. And I feel like there were so many South African acts who are just insanely talented.
Sure.
And
but
son
a father's
was,
love is a father's love. Oh. Sometimes it's blind.
That was like, that was Bumblebee.
Right. Okay, quickly, fire away. The one animal or thing that scares you the most?
Spiders.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, spider.
Yeah, completely on that. Apples or oranges?
Oranges.
Apples, it comes with Siri.
Oh, yeah. Yes. This guy.
We from Forest.
This guy.
Built in girlfriend.
Exactly.
Okay, think about this quickly. Who's the most famous person on your contact list on your phone?
Oh, I've got a yes.
Oh, flip.
That's not fair.
Come on. Fair, good, Darren.
I would say between in Afrikaans.
Jacques Cullis.
Yeah, Kurt Darren, Jacques Cullis, Matthew Moll, Shaggy.
whatever.
Sure.
Ruben.
I'm never going to hear the end of that.
That is not my number. That's a chatbot.
076-275.
Yeah, Elof's getting there. Elof's going to be there one day.
Listen, he's good.
Elof's great.
He's coming good. On Monday. I'm going to play the script to him.
That's the one guy. And I know you guys work with Bartu as well.
Yeah, we work with Elof and Bartu. Yeah.
I heard something in the pipeline, but we'll chat about that a little bit later. The your most favorite movie of all time?
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
I'm Indian.
Yes.
Oh, and also Angelina Jolie.
Guys, you're going to hate me for this, but like I really love The Notebook. Eh?
Thank you.
I really do.
This is the second interview that someone's answered with that answer.
Yeah.
And you're a guy. So
and I'm a
thank
guy.
You.
Yeah.
In your fight, man. Ruben Del Moore.
Well, look, I've never watched The Notebook.
The Notebook
in my
is
life.
Great.
Let me tell you, I haven't even watched Finding Nemo. Like, just let that sink in. I do not do a lot of movies, but my favorite movie of all time must be easily Los Angeles, as I'll say, August Rush. Like, that. that man.
Yes, yeah, that was
too sad though. Also, it's like,
yeah, but I love it though, man. Yeah, I get my. I've probably watched that movie and also the new Top Gun. Anyway,
I was waiting for the Top Gun to be thrown in from the side.
Such a vibe.
Yeah, your gunsling reek, your favorite smell, most favorite smell.
And Dior Sauvage.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's more glamorous. Coffee.
Like. Yes. Yeah. Man,
either as a bean or freshly brewed, like we get here. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
I would have agreed with you even before you said that.
Yeah. Some of us can't drink coffee because they just had their teeth white.
But hey, that's me.
I'm not going to say who.
I can't do it. I can't drink coffee for like 5 days.
You ordered green tea.
Can I ask you?
Did you do the whole light thing to whiten the teeth?
Yeah, it takes like 40 minutes.
Man, that was the worst thing I've ever done because it hurts like crazy.
It hurts.
It depends on the product that they use.
Okay.
Yeah, the first time, I think the very first time you do it, it gives you like that. It's like that cold feeling. Eh?
Yeah.
It's like,
it
runs through your body.
So it's after the pawn shop gaan doen.
No, this is proper. This is proper people. But let me tell you,
in the back.
I couldn't broadcast that afternoon. I couldn't do my show because I couldn't breathe. Yeah, exactly.
But beauty comes at a cost.
I was just looking for a reason to get home. So obviously that's your favorite smell. Your least favorite smell. This could be very dangerous.
They are a band of males that travel a lot. I know where this is going.
Least favorite smell is probably the sharing of a room with Three Oaks.
Yeah.
There's no aircon, there's no fan.
Yeah.
And then someone goes to the bog, it doesn't go
middle
to the
of the
yeah, no, bad, mine, is, mine is walking through the fish section of Pick and Pay. Yeah. I hate that. I hate it.
Oh my goodness. Right. Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Cats?
Dogs.
Dogs, right. If you fly, window or aisle?
Window.
Aisle.
Window.
Why aisle?
Why aisle?
Yeah.
I feel like when the air hostesses walk past me, they like to bump me a lot. That's not the worst. I'd rather be bumped there.
I've heard a lot of explanations. Yeah.
It also depends on the airline you fly.
Yeah, exactly.
We had this talk a lot. Was it you that said when the girl you're trying to get married to? Or you looking
The one from Norway.
Thank God.
This is why you now have to have a window seat.
If you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life.
That's tough. Probably Corey Wong.
Corey Wong.
Ellie. Yeah.
Ooh,
Ellie,
very
Corey Wong.
Pretty, very pretty. Ooh.
It's instrumental. It's instrumental because you can't really get bored of an instrumental.
Right.
You can get really bored of lyrics.
That's clever.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I'm going to throw a curveball. I've been listening to it probably every day for the last like 3 weeks, but Pavarotti and Friends with Bryan Adams.
I don't know
the name of the song. Yeah. But it's just Bryan Adams creams it, he kills it, and then Pavarotti comes in and just...
I know exactly what you're talking about, and it's going to bother me now.
That's probably top three songs.
It's not I Could Do Everything. It's not that one. For Love.
That's Meatloaf. That's Meatloaf.
All For Love.
That's Meatloaf, yeah.
All for Love, One for All.
No, that's Rod Stewart, Bryan Adams, and what's the other one?
It's All the Bullies, yeah.
That's not that one. There's another one. I'll tell you now.
Okay, we're going to get back to that. Yeah. Do you like surprises?
No.
I do, yeah.
Really? Like surprise parties and stuff as well?
No.
I like to party. I like to party.
Let me tell you, I find that very awkward. I really dislike that. I like partying, obviously, but I think if it's a surprise party, I'm like...
I won't lie. I got a surprise yesterday. I went to get my teeth white, and as I walked through the door... Like they start playing, my song is on loud, and everyone's standing there. I'm like,
isn't it awkward though?
Yeah, that's like a cool surprise. It is, but it was very awkward.
That's the one thing, and the other thing is if you like, let's say in a work, like in a corporate environment, and it's your birthday, and everybody sings to you. That's really awkward. I find that extremely awkward.
And when they sing to you at some of your restaurants,
I know.
It's always when they bring the room
and a sparkle. What is the one thing that you own that you should really throw out now?
Oh, I've got probably this T-shirt. Nick hates that I wear this T-shirt all the time.
I like that.
It still looks good.
It does.
The color still pops, so it's okay.
Yeah,
I got to do some spring cleaning, man. I do have so many like T-shirts and stuff that I always think I'm going to wear, and every season I look at them again, I go like, okay, I promise you, I'm going to wear this stuff, and I never end up wearing it. So
you haven't worn it in a year.
Yeah, out. Yeah, it goes out.
This is the song. This was the song.
Which one? It's on this phone, actually.
It's all Solomio.
Yeah, it's the one.
Solomio.
I don't want to read it on the radio like a Popeye. Say it like, Also Mayo, my favorite.
Also Chicken Mayo.
Nailed it.
That's an Also Mayo, please.
Anyway, on that note, we'll be right back. Okay. Breakfast with Ruben and Sharuniga. Rubber Duck, they're here this morning. So guys, listen, it's been 2 years since you've brought out a song. We're so glad you guys brought it, and I'm so excited to play this for the first time. Tell us about the song, because I get a very nostalgic feeling here, like going back in time vibe.
You know, it's we've been for a long time now. We've been, you know, we felt like we got very schizophrenic in our writing. We had a sound we initially started with, and then we were basically writing to what was trending on radio for a very long time. So if it was Khaled, we'd be like, okay, we've got to write something similar, sound similar, because we want to be playlisted. And that we realized over a few years was not the right approach we should have been taking.
Crazy.
So we decided to take some time away and like really go back to what made Rubber Duck what it is and why our fans do love us. And let's give them something that we're proud of and something that they can be proud of and they love too.
So what is... Yeah. Sorry.
No, cool.
So what inspired the song?
Often it's weird, hey? We'll be at like a sound check and we'll start playing, because sound checks is time to kill.
Yeah.
So we'll just be playing stuff on stage and the speakers are on and you come up with a chord progression and then a melody comes in your head and you kind of take it back. And a lot of the times it has been about, you know, about exes, but this one's not about an ex. Thank heavens. Yes, it's not.
Thank goodness.
It's more about, you know, like I think I've seen it in a lot of people too, that when relationships last a very long time, often it becomes extremely stale.
Yeah.
And first to leave is contrarily to what it actually says, is that it's actually the words go, I will never ever be the first to leave.
Mm. Wow.
That's how it ends. So no matter what we go through, no matter what we're doing, no matter how hard it is, I make you a promise, I'm not going to be the first to leave.
I've got to tell you, that was the thing that hit me the most when I listened to the song. And then I actually went back, listened to it immediately again after I heard it the first time. Because lyrically, it's just so strong and it hits you hard.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, it does.
Thank
you. I mean, stuff like this stuff. I mean, you said there, busking at the university and stuff like that. And just the way you've written the lyrics, it's just really, it's beautifully written. Like the bass line as well. It's really.
Thank you.
It's proper, man. And natuurlijk, die flakies is zo'n terug, you know, the trumpets and everything
else. Yeah, they're all back, man. Exactly.
Yeah, man. And I think it's also, it's evidence of just where we are in our lives. I think it's not just about being more serious with the music and writing stuff that kind of hits home for us.
Yeah.
But we're all a little bit older. You know, COVID was here. That's 3 years ago now. You know, it's crazy how time has flown.
I think you guys are definitely not the same people you were when Rubber Duck started out.
No, we were like we're
physically and literally.
Hey, ain't nobody got time for that.
We're those flat cap vest guys, man.
Have one of those flat caps. You guys played orientation at the university.
Yeah.
Do you have a flat cap? A Rubber Duck cap?
I don't wear it. I kept it.
It's one of the flat caps ain't in
that
anymore.
That thing has survived 3 moves. Okay.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
So here it is now. Splinterheat van Rubber Duck. It klinks so. Liedjie se naam is First to Leave. Ek hoor vir jou op die WhatsApp lyn. Wat dink jy van 061-604576? Kwart voor 9. So I spent in Engels sit van is already available, hey?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So gaan luid daar op jou streamdienst wat jy gebruik en gaan sit om by jou speelhuis. Daar sit om op jou gisteling braai treffers. I've really got a playlist like that.
Please.
Ja. Alright, so. By the way, are you working on a video for that song, or is it just a single for the song?
We're thinking of doing a video.
I can see the storyline of this, man. It's going to work.
Thinking of doing it.
Yeah.
We just need some models. Some models.
Yeah. I'll come busk.
All the guys are wives now. That's how they want models.
Yeah.
That's something to look at.
No, man. Just because we know it sells.
The side, not the front, right?
Exactly,
the side.
Exactly.
Funny contact. Right. And also, is it a new single now? Planning on some more stuff or just running with this one for now?
We're running on this one for now. We're busy working on some new music. We're going to do another writing or production camp very, very soon.
Good.
So we're super excited. But we're going, like we said, we're going back to our sound that we love and writing music for ourselves and for our fans.
We've got a couple in the chamber there that are ready to be worked on, which is cool. Mm. And again, we're all very excited. It's stuff that we want to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, we're probably a little bit too involved and too instrumental and too musical or whatever the vibe is. Yeah. So we'll have to dither that down. But very excited.
No, can't wait for that. Can't wait for that, man. Okay, one more song live, please, guys.
Cool,
man.
Yeah.
What are you going to do right. now?
We're gonna do one of our
OGs.
One of our OGs, man.
Yeah. About a body part.
this was really about someone there.
The one that got away.
The one that got away.
Chica-cha. Chica-cha.
In old Haiti.
Oh wow.
The battle's in my head. I need to tell you. I look away instead. I'm too shy, babe. I'm too shabby for you.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
I'll let you borrow the breath in my lungs when your lungs are hollow, where your feet will run, 'cause my feet will follow too.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Shikishiya just gets me all the time, every single time. Man, that is next level. I just dig you guys. It's really good. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Good job, Nick. You catch that, bro.
Yeah, some of the chords don't really play it much anymore.
They didn't really pick that up, man. That's next level.
She was perfect.
Thank you.
So, asseblief, gaan kry aan die winkelstad. Hy is nou beskikbaar om te gaan bysit op jou stroomdiens daar. First to leave van Rubber Duck Brand Spanking New. Guys, thank you. And have a good one. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for always coming back, man.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Like homing pigeons.
Yeah.
Hey, please do me a favor. Please say hi to Paul's Dave, would you?
Oh, we will do that.
See him again.
We'll send them an email.
Guys, thank you so much. Rubber Duck.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.